Well done, team. Krakow are now definitely out of the picture. Despite setbacks, the last mission was a success. The data we acquired on both Krakow and NanoSoft is damning. It seems NanoSoft have developed a way of cracking military Cortex chips. As you know, these chips save out the user's brain map when they die. NanoSoft haven't yet been able to replicate this information, but they found a way to hardwire the chips into machinery. With the aid of a personality suppressant program, these stored skills and abilities are being used to drive Krakow's automated weapon systems. Which means... yeah. They've been using our own pilots against us. Why the two corporations fell out, we don't know, but it was a lucky break for us that they did. NanoSoft have kept quiet about the attack on our troops. They obviously know the extent of the information we have on them and are gonna take action. We've only got a limited amount of time. We've got to plan our offensive fast before NanoSoft can launch theirs. We've already witnessed some of NanoSoft's military capability. So we can safely assume that they have access to the same weaponry as Krakow. To make matters worse, the data dump contained references to some sort of super weapon. Unfortunately, the nature and location of this weapon were not retrieved. I couldn't alert Earth authorities until Krakow were out of the picture. NanoSoft would have definitely intercepted the transmission and jumped on us. Unfortunately, Callisto has now entered Jupiter's shadow, and that means we have to hold out for nearly 16 more days before we can even send for help. I won't lie to you, the next few weeks are gonna be tough. So keep it tight, people. Mission briefings are at 0400 hours tomorrow. Good luck out there. Dismissed.